The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 7/11/2017. Already the seventh day of November, folks. Well, our good friend to the south of us here in Central Texas, and I use that tongue-in-cheek, John Hagee, and this is kind of interesting because over in England, I'll get around to the adjunct story to this, but in England, Theresa May was dismayed that somebody that she works with was going to be donating money to the Israeli military. But this one, John Hagee, his ministries donate more than $2.1 million to Israeli charities. They announced a donation of more than $2.1 million to Israeli charities during the recently held 36th annual Night to Honor Israel at Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. Started in 1981, John Hagee's Night to Honor Israel is one of the country's longest-running Christian Zionist events, and has amassed donations of more than $100 million to Israel and Jewish charities. At the year's event, Hagee focused on a significant portion of his comments on the Iran nuclear deal. Every American, he says, should be applauding the efforts of President Donald Trump to change the Iran nuclear agreement or cancel the agreement. He's the founder of the Christians United for Israel, by the way, which describes itself as the largest pro-Israel grassroots organization in the United States. Hagee's son, Matt Hagee, who serves as Cornerstone Church's executive pastor, said that Christians have a biblical mandate to stand with Israel. Okay. As any parent will tell you, the best way to instill values in the next generation is to lead by example. And we hope that when young men and women see JHM's efforts to support Israel and its people, they will take note and do likewise when they are able. Organizations receiving support from the John Hagee Ministries include Africom Family Enrichment Association, American Friends of the International Young Israeli Movement, American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that one, Congregation Beth Yeshrun, Galilee Medical Center, Herzl Institute, Holocaust Memorial Museum of Houston. Yes, we must perpetuate the lies right here in Texas. Just One Life, Kobe Mandel Foundation, Save a Child's Heart, Israel Law Center, and Women's International Zionist Organization. Now, you know the story. Hagee misrepresents regarding biblical prophecy related to modern Israel, and they are not in the main descendants of the Israelites, and certainly not the entire 12 tribes that shared the land we call Israel. I've heard him preach on Ezekiel 38 as an end-time prophecy where he omits the fact, and this is according to the scriptures, that the enemies, according to the scripture of end times Israel, are the people inhabiting the state of Israel. Wow. So how can that be? He is an avid. I'll just leave it at that. You know, I went to his church a couple of times. You know, they do the come back and shake the pastor's hand. And I went back there, and I looked into his eyes. Horrifying, folks. It scared me more than a Dracula or a Frankenstein movie when I was a kid. By the way, according to Howard Dean, and take Mr. Dean, what's that, Mike? Yeah, that's the same Howard Dean that lost his political mojo when he just put his fist up in the air and gave a good scream. Yes. I don't know what that was all about. What did they say was wrong with him? He had an epileptic fit or something like that? I don't know. But at any rate, former Democratic, thank you, I needed to laugh today. Former Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean said he thinks there's a good chance President Trump's son-in-law, White House advisor Jared Kushner, will be indicted. And this is the basis of the ongoing lie here, folks, about the involvement with Trump to destroy Hillary. Now, Hillary needs to, I don't know, she needs some absolution. She needs to absolve herself by telling herself the truth. Nobody wants me. And the ironic thing about this is, folks, that many people are starting to distance themselves from the prepackaged, pre-canned, and pre-digested for your enjoyment. The Hillary, she was cheated. Well, when it comes out, Donna Brazile is in on this. Many other Republicans are going, holy mackerel. As a party, we don't really have a future. That's because you hung on to that biddy too long, and you tried to force it down the American people's throat, and we weren't having any of it. Now, whether there was vote fixing or not, I don't believe that there were enough people in this country, and they energized the Democrats to go out there and vote for her. And it was funny, folks, what we discovered along the way is how pre-planned and pre-packaged politics really is. You know, they would do an event where she'd be out there stumping, giving a campaign speech, and there'd be a camera that was tight on her and maybe two or three rows of people standing in front of the lectern she was speaking at. The reason why it was a tight shot, because there was only two or three rows of people standing in front of the lectern. People just were not there. Now, one might argue, if you're a Democratic National Committee person, that they weren't energized properly. Methinks what was going on with Dear Hillary is that people started to smell a rat. And how do you get enthusiastic about a rat? Well, Mr. Dean is out there. Quit laughing, Mike. Gosh, I'm not going to be able to keep a straight face here. It's one of those days, folks, where it's the time change has hit. You know, it's 6 o'clock in the evening. It's pitch dark out there. And I don't know if I'm coming or going today. My clock has not reset. To me, it feels like the middle of the damn night. It feels like 3 a.m. At any rate, past all that. And Dean went on to say that it appears that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating whether President Trump engaged with a foreign power in order to get where he got. That's a very serious matter for this country. Dean also said he thinks that Mueller is working his way up from the bottom. The former DNC chairman expects that eventually either the Flynns are going to plead guilty or they're going to cooperate for some leniency. They're squeezing the wrong rats in Washington, D.C. What they should be doing is getting the fat rats who are closest to Hillary and applying as much pressure as humanly necessary without popping their head off their shoulders. Because here's the deal. And it's been a maximum law enforcement for a long time. You know, aside from the old stories about the phone books and giving beatings to prisoners that they really couldn't prove that they were beat, you know, the backroom inducement routine. Aside from that, what the cops learned a long time ago was simply this. You get the good goods, and I mean they better be solid goods, on your perpetrator, and then you offer them a deal. You offer them a deal that they know they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. They don't have money to go out and get a multi-million dollar lawyer, so their inclination is to strike a deal. And one of the most, I guess you could call it, fruitful approaches to that situation is you offer them clemency for their testimony. Name names, where, who, what, when, and why, and then you go get the fat cat that was above them. This is as old as dirt, folks. They're looking in the wrong places. Intentionally? Yeah, pretty much. But they're still looking in the wrong places. Now, this one, Mike, I hesitated sending this story over to you because I couldn't verify this. Pentagon announces imminent ground invasion of North Korea. Well, what did he kind of say about it? Well, I don't know if war is with Korea is coming or it's more hype. The Pentagon has announced plans to launch a ground invasion. The Pentagon did this. Launching a ground invasion of North Korea, warning its only way to eliminate Pyongyang's nuclear capabilities. I don't know if a ground invasion. Oh, don't they have bunker busters? Don't they have bombs that can bomb halfway to China now? So why would you have to put boots on the ground and do an invasion to get rid of a facility? Oh, unless there's going to be an inducement somehow to engage them in war, and then, hey, folks, then all bets are off. Rear Admiral Michael J. Dumont, Vice Director of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also warned at Pyongyang, I love that word, even when I mispronounce it, might respond with chemical and biological weapons in a letter to U.S. lawmakers. This is what this guy is putting out. The only way to go, locate and destroy it with complete certainty, all components of North Korea's nuclear weapons program, is through a ground invasion. Even calculating the best or worst case casualty estimates is challenging, he said. Remember we went looking for weapons of mass destruction in all of the Middle East? Well, kind of Iran, around Iraq. We couldn't find them. There's a good reason they weren't there. But without going into the rest of this sword jangling here, who is North Korea a threat to? Has that ever been explained? Now, we've had the UN operation. That was back in the early 50s. A lot of people called it the Korean War, but again, it was never a war because it was a police action. It was a United Nations policing effort. And here's the big tip, folks. When you see the DMZs, there's your tip. Now, we have supplied everything to South Korea. They got enough that they could probably go to war with North Korea if they wanted to. But it seems so far that they're pretty content with just living south on the DMZ, and that's enough for them. You know, they're building their economy. They're living their lives. They're doing what they necessarily have to do. Now, folks, I know that you're not the leader of North Korea, and I know you're not the president of the United States. But try to slip into their little slippers here to walk a mile in them for a moment. Even if North Korea did have launchable nuclear weapons, what we're being led to believe today is that North Korea, they have the capability, and they're going to launch a nuclear strike on the United States. Now again, put the slippers on, okay? Don't care which side you take. Kind of like war gaming here. You want to be a North Korean leader? Okay, fine. You want to be Donald Trump? That's okay too. North Korea, is going to launch on the United States to give them maybe the exact reason they're looking for? Now, folks, in any kind of chaos or warlike situation, there's bound to be casualties, and we must protect the greater good or the greatest number. You know, during the Cold War, we talked about absorbing hits. First strike, it wasn't going to be on our side. We were going to respond defensively. And the reason why they took that attitude was, how the hell do you know when to launch a first strike? And how do you know that you're justified? And what we're really talking about here is turning a lot of human beings into crispy critters, all right? Ergo, how many countries on the face of this planet right now have nuclear capabilities that have intercontinental ballistic missiles or shorter-range missiles, but they can still launch warheads? There's all kinds of nuclear devices, folks. Why haven't any of them been used? Well, here's a hint. It turns out badly no matter what kind of scenario you paint. Why haven't we had any world wars since World War I, Part II? Kind of for the same reasons, except all wars are bankers' wars. Were we justified in World War I, World War II? Some have argued that we backed the wrong people. We could have clandestinely or by the back door supported a country that didn't like Russia too much, namely Germany, maybe. And, of course, they were pissed off about the Balfour Agreement that gave the Sudetenland to the Poles, and they were there to get it back. No matter what's been written, everything that I've read on that era of Germany, the plan wasn't to dominate the world. The plan wasn't to increase Deutschland until everybody was eating bratwurst and drinking high-power beer. It just wasn't in plans. So, you know, we have a scenario nowadays that, hey, we get to decide who is armed with what. Now, I'm not one for one moment advocating, no, my cheese hasn't slid off my cracker, calm down. I'm not for one moment advocating anybody that can get nuclear weapons, get them, and, you know, we do have unstable people out there. But the leader of North Korea does not strike me as the kind of person that would launch a missile to invite the total destruction of his country and his people. No matter what kind of a balloon head he is with a bad haircut, I just don't see it in the cards. So North Korea, invading North Korea? The only invasion I see needs to take place is the people of this country invade the foreign land we call the District of Criminals and restore order there in the Constitution. Let's get on with it. I said yes on yesterday's program, folks. You know, sometimes people have a tendency to focus on the wrong things. Well, aside from losing 100,000 servicemen now to post-traumatic stress syndrome, or I was in the Middle East and I realized I was killing people for no damn good reason at all and then decided to kill myself. And I am not being glib about this. I'm doing it to keep from crying. How sick is this? So rather than spending $250,000 a day for 16 straight years and accomplishing what? World War I, World War II, Korean War, hell, they didn't last 15 years. And we've been in nosing around the Middle East going after bad guys that we keep creating? To what end? Wow.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Stalling here because I'm waiting for the script to stop on this damn story. Boy. Isn't the 21st century great? You know, I'm starting to see stories go around the website that people are actually getting tired of their smartphones. And well, I hate it too. And I'm like, do I really need a smartphone? Well, it's nice to get a text from somebody, but what else do I use? I text, which I very rarely use, and a phone, which a phone is a phone. And they're trying to sell the products that the newest and greatest, and you need all that. You know, how are those iPhone 8 sales working out? You know, and I'm not seeing the tech craze that people line up for the launch of a whatever widget product. It was always insane to me that somebody had to be the first one to get the new anything. What's the matter with you? You don't have a life? You can't wait a few days? Wait till the other idiots in line decided, you know, what am I doing here? And who do you brag to? You know, your other tech heads? At any rate, I said I was going to do an adjunct here on funds. It isn't just Pastor Hagee. And this is, and thank you, PJ, for sending this over to me. Pretty, P-R-I-T-I, that's the first name. The last name is Patel, or Patel, P-A-T-E-L. So we got Pretty Patel here. Said that the UK aid cash could be handed to the Israeli army during her secret meetings on family holiday. And according to this story, 10 Downing Street confirmed that. Ms. Patel suggested funding could be provided to the Israeli army to help it fund a field hospital in a disputed Golan Heights territory on the Israeli and Syrian border. Downing Street insisted today that no policy change was made after the aid secretary's controversial dozen meetings during her trip in the summer. Ms. Patel has made a groveling apology to Theresa May over the secret summit, but still faces calls for her to go. Now, number 10 Downing here admitted tonight that Ms. Patel did not disclose the policy suggestions of funding an Israeli Army field hospital, and making it possible to Mrs. May yesterday. The prime minister has refused to fire her aid secretary despite claims she brazenly broke the ministerial code in four ways and misled journalists about her activities. Ms. Patel swerved a summons to the House Commons to answer questions on her secret summit as she is flying to Africa on a prearranged visit today. And I wonder what goodness she's going to be up to in Africa. Alistair Burt, sent to the Commons in Ms. Patel's absence, said the aid secretary was in the air as she explained why she was not at the dispatch box. And I guess that's the bitch box in the, I don't know, in the parliament over there. I'm not going to pretend like I'm an expert on their politics. At any rate, Shadow Aid Secretary Kate Osamor said that Ms. Patel should either be sent a formal investigation or do the decent thing and resign. Ms. Patel's deputy claimed that they were not particularly secret meetings and insisted if I were on a visit to Israel, I would have wanted a schedule just like this. Just like what? Being on vacation or trying to funnel money to the Israeli army? What are you talking about? Now, Mr. Burt did admit he would have told Britain's Israeli ambassador had he planned such a schedule. Conservative MPs failed to rally behind Ms. Patel during the Commons debate. The handful of Tory backbenchers who took part criticized her actions. Now, the first Mrs. May knew of the mysterious talks, which included a private meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, was when the BBC broke the story on Friday. Isn't that embarrassing to the people that are supposed to be in the know that they don't know squat and they got to hear it from BBC News? Oh, God. And Israel wants to come to the aid of Syrians.
Yeah.
And I'm a Chinese jet pilot in the Israeli army.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite.
Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Thank you for this email, and I appreciate it, pointing this out. The new visa, the H-2C visa, there was a two-day hearing on the new visa, and it will allow virtual slave labor to be imported into this country. Now, see if this doesn't sound like the old company story. It removes the requirement for employers to provide housing for migrant workers. It allows the employer to deduct from their checks rents, uniforms, equipment, costs for bringing them here, enough deductions so the employer can pay under minimum wage because all labor protections are removed. I'm not here touting union shops by any means. It was also my understanding that the employer can bring them in, but the guest worker is allowed to go to work for another employer. Now, this visa is not just for agriculture, folks. It includes food processing jobs like meat packing plants, fish processing, forestry jobs. And the annual limit is over $500,000 on just that one visa alone. Now, how all of this gets started, John Kelly appointed a DHS official urging extend work permits for 300,000 migrants. Now, before I get into this, remember, officials have been touting that the unemployment rate in America is 4.1%. It's the other 95 million unemployed that they can't see anymore because it doesn't show up on the U3 unemployment thing. The federal government should provide extended protective status to 300,000 non-citizens living in the United States, says a top John Kelly appointee at President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, bringing these people aren't going to make us more secure. Kind of like screen doors in submarines. Don't work real well. The proposed temporary amnesty comes from Jimmy D. Nielsen, the Assistant Secretary for International Affairs and DHS Office of Strategy, Policy, and Plans. Just as top officials debate whether to end the temporary protected status and the designations for nationals from four Central American countries, many of whom have benefited from status renewals for close to two decades. Yeah, long enough, isn't it kind of ironic? Just long enough for them to start a new generation. I call them anchor babies. They say that they're Americans because they were born on U.S. soil. If a dog walks across the border with Mexican fleas, when he gets into the country and the fleas have little babies, does that make them American fleas? Sorry about that. They work legally in great numbers, are living the American dream, and have many thousands of American citizen children. It makes no sense to send citizens of Honduras, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. Wait a minute, that's only three countries. They left out Mexico. Back to their country of origin, according to Nealon, a former U.S. ambassador to Honduras and appointed in 2014 by then Barack Obama. Breitbart News got a hold of a memorandum dated October 31st. Of this year. In the memo itself, Nealon urges Acting DHS Secretary Elaine Duke to extend these three countries' TPS designations for 18 months. Speaking on behalf of foreigners in the administration that is supposedly aiming to buy American and hire American. While TPS was always meant to be temporary, Nealon says, those non-citizens have jobs in America and have a very high workforce participation rate, much higher than the national average. Yeah, we know. Nealon was appointed by former DHS Secretary and now White House Chief of Staff, General John Kelly, having served within the U.S. Southern Command as civilian deputy to then Commander Kelly and later as then President Barack Obama's ambassador to Honduras. During his little stint at the DHS secretary, Kelly granted a short-term TPS extension to Haiti despite the original reason for his designation. A 2010 earthquake having long passed. Don't ask the people of Haiti if it's gone, because it's not. More than 58,000 Haitians already illegally present. Wow. We got 58,000 Haitians here? Wow. Where are they hiding them at? Behind the taco stands? Florida. Okay. Founded in 1990, the little-known TPS program was designed to grant temporary amnesty to foreigners whose home countries faced an unexpected event. Now, this is the first time that I've heard it termed like that, an unexpected event. The Immigration and Nationality Act, the INA, gives DHS the authority to decide which countries should receive this status so long as the countries meet certain statutory requirements, that being an armed conflict or a civil war, an environmental disaster, such as an earthquake or hurricane, or an epidemic or other extraordinary and temporary conditions that would make it unsafe for them to return home. Wow. The acting secretary must make her decisions based on what's in the statute. And while the statute does say the secretary has limited discretion to redesignate or extend relief based on what country in question's post-crisis conditions are like, Nealon does not cite the law or mention whether or not it's actually safe to return. Nealon instead cites foreign relations consideration in his emotional appeal. For example, the influx of returnees for Nealon would put a huge burden on employment in home countries, something he says would be akin to working against ourselves. The United States is currently investing approximately $700 million annually in Central America, aimed at mitigating the push factors of migration. He wrote in a memo that the point of this assistance is to reduce the very high levels of violence, improve governance, and weak institutions like the police and the courts, and create economic opportunities such that Central Americans see their future at home and not in the United States. Now, much of the assistance is aimed directly or indirectly at improving the ability of these countries to reintegrate their citizens. Now, the U.S. efforts to change these, what Nealon calls dynamics on the ground, have been very positive, but he warns there's still a very long way to go. Their economies are still not capable of creating sufficient jobs and opportunities for their young and growing populations. Since when did that become the burden of the United States? And why do we have to bail out to the tune? And folks, when they say $700 million, you can safely say anything that has any facts or figures attached to it, you can safely times it by two, maybe by three. So let's just assume, just for a second, that it is $700 million. The game plan is to funnel the money to whom? In Nicaragua or Honduras? To what government official that's going to pocket the majority of it? You know, what is this designed to do? Throw money at it from the top down and somehow it might create an atmosphere or economic conditions for them? You know, if I was going to be a socialist and be true to form, I would just make the checks payable directly to the Nicaraguan and the other people. Wouldn't that be a saner way to do it? Remember when they George Bush gave us a $700 break? Remember that one, Mike? $700. You can buy a few tanks of gas or maybe groceries for the family for a month. Supposedly that was done to calm the fears of the bailouts. You know, we're giving them trillions. Oh, yeah, you can have a little over here. Just sit down, shut up, take the check. I do not see where this is an effective program to somehow stimulate these Central American countries to have an economy that can keep its own people. Their economies are still not capable of creating sufficient job and opportunities for their young and growing populations. Guess what? We got the same damn problem here. And I don't see any countries sending us aid for the students who are dumb enough to take out student loans for their education, preparing for jobs in a marketplace that doesn't exist. You know, maybe I'm just too a little bit too nitpicky, I guess, huh? Well, the politicization of the shooting spree down here in Texas doesn't seem to have gotten much ground. You know, when the sheriff that was heading up this investigation says, you know what, thank God a private individual got involved, because if we had stricter gun laws in Texas, that might not have happened. And many more people might have died. And I cannot cite anything wrong with that statement, can you? Paul Craig Roberts wrote about Washington stomping on civil liberty. And yeah, it certainly does, all in the name of keeping you safe. We're going to extricate and eliminate all of your God-given rights And when the last vestiges of those are just hanging on by a fingernail, you people will feel very, very safe. The American electorate is so inattentive that it routinely elects enemies of civil liberty to represent the public in Congress. Last Wednesday, our amped up guy, looks like he's on speed half the time, Representative Adam Schiff, Representative Trey Gowdy, Dianne Feinstein, Mark Warner, Jackie Speier, Tom Cotton, and Joaquin Castro tried to intimidate executives from Facebook, Twitter, and Google into blocking all digital dissent to the anti-Trump and Russian line taken by the DNC and the military security complex, and to serve as spy agencies for the CIA. Now, two of the above, Gowdy and Cotton, are Republicans who have aligned themselves with the attack on the Russian and Republican President Trump. That unites the members of two parties, is that they want a police state. Jackie Speier is demanding to know from Google why Google hasn't shut down RT on YouTube. Joaquin Castro wants messages linked to Russia turned over to the U.S. government. Trey Gowdy wants false statements blocked, which would mean that the entire print and TV media in the U.S. would be shut down, along with Congress. John Brennan, Robert Mueller, James Comey. Gowdy does not know that the First Amendment guarantees free speech and leaves it up to the public to decide what is true and what is false. You tell me. What kind of people are capable of electing representatives who do not respect the Bill of Rights? Is a country whose government does not respect its own constitution? What is it? Is such a country an acceptable, indispensable country, or is it a completely corrupt entity whose government no longer has the slightest allegiance to the Bill of Rights or the U.S. Constitution? Don't bother us with that small stuff. We're working it over here. We're working it over here. Don't bother us with this cumbersome constitutional crap. What is the quality of an electorate that sends those with a police state mentality to represent them in government that has the power over them? Are we witnessing the destruction? And Paul Craig Roberts, somebody get this guy a message. He keeps calling this country a democracy. Hey, wake up! At any rate, are you amazed that the executives of Facebook, Twitter, and Google, and not the members of Congress who have sworn to uphold the Constitution in the United States, who point out to U.S. representatives and senators that their demands for censorship and spying are unconstitutional? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Paul Craig Roberts, how do you assign the democracy of the United States to a constitution? Mike, am I in error? Was that document created for the Republic? I think I remember reading it a few times, a long time ago. And I don't remember democracy being anywhere in that document, do you? Now, which would lead to the obvious question. You're one step ahead of me already. Paul Craig Roberts, he's done a lot of good stuff, written a lot of good things. But he just can't seem to get his mind wrapped around that this is not a democracy. There have been some other people that shall remain nameless, because I don't want to burst anybody's bubble. We just give you the information and the outline. You're to use your own mind to decide. But there have been other people that have just couldn't get it through their head that this country is not a democracy. And then when this government was being formed, all forms of government, everything was thrown on a table, and they picked through the pile, and they said, nope, don't want any of that. Washington didn't want to be king. He didn't want to duplicate what England had done. We're going to create a representative-style government. And they went to great lengths to do it. And seeing into the future for the people to maintain our constitutional republic, Hell, we broke it down into 50 states, and within those 50 states, all those counties. So all those that were pushing democracy or communism or socialism or anything else, they were within the voters' arm reach, choking distance, if you will. So if anybody is on a personal, more personal basis with Paul Craig Roberts, somebody send this guy an email and ask him, is this a republic or is this a democracy? If he answers the latter and not the former, then you know what you're dealing with. Let's take the break. 3 minutes. We'll be back. But it's kind of a weird day, isn't it? It's just strange all over the place.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. No one can use that.
Well, going from the blasé to the absolute ridiculous. A migrant couple living off taxpayer funds turned down a five-bedroom house because they insisted the house was not big enough. Arnold and Janine Soube are originally from Cameroon in West Africa. They immigrated from Paris in 2012 with their eight children. and lived in a three-bedroom home that cost the state nearly $20,000 a year. When the family was offered a home with two more bedrooms, the couple insisted the house was not large enough. People have to realize we're in the middle of a national housing crisis, Counselor Tom Shaw said. We have more than 10,000 people on the waiting list and 1,000 in temporary accommodations. This family are living in a large three-bedroom house. We managed to find them a large four-bedroom house and then a five-bedroom house, which they turned down. He added, we can't be any more sympathetic. We just can't magic the property people want out of thin air. There are not many five-bedroom council houses in Luton, and we're lucky to be offered one, added Michael Garrett, the conservative leader on the council in England. I have a lot of sympathy for them. Arnold studied the mental health nursing at the University of Bedfordshire. He said he rejected the new housing offer because there wasn't enough space for the things of 10 people. Wait a minute. Stop. Are prophylactics outlawed in England? This guy's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 children. Use a prophylactic. It's not up to England, America, or anybody else. By the way, he says that me and my family have been neglected. Quit laughing, Mike. It's so cramped and the conditions are terrible. The council is trying to make things hard for us. My wife is a full-time mother. Well, yeah, you think? Use a prophylactic. She can quit being a full-time bearer. And he says, I'm just a student. They're just making excuses. We need a 5 or 6 bedroom house with double rooms to comfortably fit in. We have developed depression, anxiety, which we're on medication for. And all the state is paying for all this. Isn't this great? You know, I often talk about cheese sliding off the cracker. I think this has happened to the entirety of the UK. By the way, the family previously lived in a hotel for 4 months. And were given a 5-bedroom home, but they were evicted. Why? Because they tore the damn place up. We managed to find Mr. and Mrs. Sube affordable housing large enough to house them and their children. I guess 2 kids to a room is too much to ask. When the neighbors found out about this, they were outraged at the couple's demands. Well, when you're outraged over there in Jolly Old, why don't you guys do something about it? They got some cheek, one said. I'd bite the council's hand off if they offered me a 5-bedroom house. One neighbor told the Sun newspaper, they're too fussy and they shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. You let them in, and they're demanding. Why doesn't one of the neighbors just pick up a box of prophylactics and give it to the guy? Maybe he'll get the hint. But I'm sure he'd probably claim that that's cramping his style and causing him psychological problems. It's the way of socialism, folks. It's the way of where the world is going. It's up to us to say, no, we're not a democracy. Take it and shove it. And by the way, here's your rubbers. We'll see you tomorrow.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.